the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you should have said cinch them in this case.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed a giant game on the sidelines. Sweatshirt rolled up.
Did you offer any cash? Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everybody. Christina Acra here. Guys from the Pro Shop joining me. It's Wednesday already. It's a nasty Wednesday. We're all very happy to be inside. I don't want to go outside anytime soon. How was everybody's... First of all, let's get to our guests. We have a guest today.
Yes.
They brought a guest. Tell me, guys.
From out of state.
Who'd you bring?
He's from Belgium. No. He's one of our go-to guys at the Pro Shop, Ryan Belmore. He is the man behind the scenes down there.
Well, introduce yourself, Ryan. What's going on?
My name is Ryan Belmore. I'm one of the two assistant managers. The other one is Ricky Citroni. Might as well give him credit while I'm here. Mm. I believe I was led here to be a target today. I am from Rhode Island, so they like to pick on me for that.
Like to pick on
what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Is that just...
There it is.
What was that?
Shock.
He's the target. I got it. Oh, that is awful. I don't like that.
But wait, whoa.
What?
He was just down in visiting Miami.
Oh, were you?
Yeah,
I was. I was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had to go a little bit closer to see Florida lose on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Wait, you had to go a little bit closer where? What are you talking about?
Closer to Atlanta to see Florida lose to Alabama.
Which is very far from Miami. So were you in Miami or were you in Georgia?
I was in Miami. And I went to the game on Sunday.
Oh, the game. Okay. You went to the Patriots-Dolphins game. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, cool. How was Miami? Nasty weather down there, too, so it wasn't much of a vacation.
Nasty?
Sure. It was rainy, wasn't it?
It was rainy on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday it was kind of nice, but rained in the afternoon after the game.
Yeah.
But probably 50% Patriots fans.
I believe it, because Dolphin fans
Solid.
Don't go. What'd you do night life-wise? Jesus.
I was actually staying in Naples, so I did a lot of Naples and Fort Myers.
Scale it down. Bingo.
Wait, hang on.
Jason's not near the button.
Yeah, you need the button. Well, like, beep, beep.
He is from Rhode Island.
So you stayed in Naples, and you went over to the game from there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you didn't really get to experience Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Did anybody else go? Did you guys go?
No.
I've done the trip before in the past.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think we've all Miami'd it.
Yeah, I think
Miami'd
so.
It. It's amazing how many Patriots fans went down.
That's what he was saying.
Tickets were tough to get.
Jim, it's the highest, one of the higher selling, ship to states, isn't it?
Florida, yes.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah. We got a lot of listeners in Florida. What's up? Hello, Sheila. Hello, Clearwater.
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 You guys
they were saying
today?
That.
Email us.
We're huge in Clearwater.
That's right. They were saying that it was a tough ticket to get, but the stadium was pretty empty on game day.
Imagine
that doesn't really make sense, does it?
Miami-Jacksonville this weekend, that's probably a tough one, too.
I was quoted $700 for a ticket to that game. I was like, excuse me?
Nah.
And I declined, obviously, because that doesn't even if it were the Super Bowl, I mean, I'm not paying, obviously, $700 for a ticket, but anyway.
It's so ridiculous.
It was not even close to being the Super Bowl, and I think it's just the fact that a lot of people like to go down in December to the warmer weather. I mean, is there something to that?
There's a lot to that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to that. Who won our little, or the giveaway you guys were talking about last time we were on? There was a promo going on.
Yep, we did give away the trip.
Did someone enjoy themselves thoroughly?
No. Well, no.
Why not?
He couldn't go.
What?
He couldn't go.
Did you give it to someone else, I hope?
No, it didn't. It's a long story.
We gave away the trip.
The winner was from Massachusetts, and he had obligations over the weekend. It turned out he couldn't attend.
And you can't give it to someone else?
No. It was non-transferable.
No, I didn't go on his ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We actually, it's really not a good story. I think we should just move on.
You just pull the Flanders.
All right. So what other promos or the 12 days of giveaways is still going on,
yes.
Right?
Yep. We've given away Jacksonville tickets and a field visit, and today's prize is a Vince Wilfork mini helmet signed by Vince. So that person will at least get to use that.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Someone will at least get a gift.
Tomorrow's is a tour of the Hall of Fame with the Patriot Hall of Fame player, which is a great prize.
That's interesting.
John Hanna last year did the tour, and people said it was fantastic. So.
Yeah.
That is cool. That's a good gift.
That is a great
or
gift.
Or a prize.
Definitely. Yep. Definitely. Yep.
Hmm.
All right. So what else is going on? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever, even though it was just last week.
You know, we've had the two away games, so things have been kind of status quo. But just it's all holiday. It's all holiday shopping right now.
I can't believe. What, how many days till Christmas? Is anybody counting down?
Nope. 25 minus 9. Jim?
Do the math.
2 weeks.
Where's your calendar?
Stumped him.
Jeff,
it is 2 weeks.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's crazy. Kind of snuck up on everybody.
It's good, though. Things are going well. We got some stuff, some merch that we want to...
Do tell.
Yeah, so we got that. We already talked about the Florida loss, but we should probably bring that up again, the Gators.
What is with it? Well, all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk college football because my team freaking loses, really. Hmm. Is that how things go?
Oh, I like it.
And there goes that conversation. Keep going.
So no comments about Tebow then, huh?
Next topic.
Nope.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Nope. Next topic.
Okay.
Next topic.
Unless they're good comments about Tebow. If you're a fan, you can...
He's a Heisman finalist. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Why? I have a question about that. Why are they saying that Tebow would be like a third-round pick as a quarterback? Does he not have the arm strength? What is the problem?
Last year they were saying
amazing
he wouldn't
leader.
Even be drafted.
Why wouldn't you want that? He reminds me... I know it's totally different, but he reminds me of Flutie. He just wins.
How many
bad teams over the last 20 years, if they had had Flutie, would have won more games if they had had him and played him?
Well, I think he...
Don't you think he's going to go down as that kind of guy?
They like the prototypical quarterback, the certain size, the arm strength. They look for the
but
perfect
But my point is,
person.
If you were Detroit and you had taken Flutie in 86 when he came out, and you just played him for 20 years, would Detroit have won more games than they end up winning in those 20 years? Yes. The answer is yes. Don't look at me with that blank stare.
And you know,
it's a hindsight.
It depends on who you're talking.
I heard what's his name? Tim
Tebow?
No.
Lachey. Tim Tebow.
The guy on ESPN.
Todd McShay.
He was on the radio this morning, and they asked him where he would go in the draft. He says, as a quarterback, I wouldn't take him before the third round. Hmm. And I thought, that just seems weird to me.
I've heard coaches
say,
though.
But no one ever says why. I never hear why.
It's because of the arm. It's the arm strength, the accuracy. He's not your prototypical quarterback that, you know, I don't know stats and stuff as far as his throwing, but I agree with you.
There's been lots of guys that threw sidearm or were slow. Look at Bernie Kosar, didn't he have a weird delivery?
Yeah, but the pros tend to be more pocket passers, and I think college tends to be more option and run based, and they don't like that because they end up getting hurt at the next level.
That's true.
Running all the time.
And he does run a lot. Like, part of his success is his rushing yards.
I predict he's going to be way more successful in the pros than anyone thinks.
I agree. I really
You're on.
And talk to coaches because they say the same thing.
And heart and that stuff matters. How many superstars come out and never do anything because they just really don't have that drive? It makes a difference.
I'm with you on that one, Jim.
I've heard a lot of people compare him to Brady Quinn.
Yeah, and we don't know what that's going to finish like.
Sounds like the online pro shop will be selling Tebow NFL jerseys next year.
Hey, I bet you this coach would take him if he could. That's versatility is huge too right now. Obviously, the game's evolving with these wildcat plays and
so that might be his way to get in and stick around, and then eventually he'll get his chance. And I have a feeling he's going to do better than people think. That's all.
I agree.
It's my opinion.
It's just getting him on the field.
Mark his words. We'll see.
Nice plug, Jim.
All right. I don't plug him.
He's not
plugging. What the hell do I care? It's just an opinion.
Okay.
He's making conversation. And
now
I like
on
the conversation.
To the merch.
Now on to the merch. Come on, do tell.
Jim has this hidden bag. I don't know what's in it.
I grabbed a bag of stuff that I thought would be things that people would not think that we would normally carry.
For example?
Out of the ordinary.
Yeah, out of the ordinary, like this. This is a breadboard.
That's awesome to have,
cutting
by the way.
I tailgated last year next to this pair of older ladies, and they were drinking red wine and eating cheese.
That's my girls.
And bread. And granted, we made fun of them, but I did mention to her that we have a beautiful wooden breadboard with the Patriot logo on it.
Excellent tailgating piece if you're
into that. Yeah. Sort of thing. Sure. And
I think
apparently people
nice.
Are. It's a really nice
piece. It is nice.
You know.
Is it finished wood or is it like the...
I don't know what you call it.
Because sometimes with the raw wood, it bothers me.
Well, it's made to be a breadboard, so I'm sure it's...
Okay, yeah, it's smooth. It's smooth.
Right, I'm sure it's treated properly
and
to be...
What's the difference between a breadboard and a cutting board? Just the shape of it?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, you guys spend sure. a lot of time in the kitchen, right?
We sell cutting boards, too, like regular glass cutting boards.
Oh, you do the big
ones. I'm sure
okay.
you could use it as a regular cutting board.
I think this one is just because a loaf of bread fits on
right.
this.
Right. It's designed to be a bread board. Yeah. But you could use it as either.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Anybody do Greek? Were you Greek in college? Greek life? No.
But I know where you're going with it.
Roadie. The paddle. Were you making a paddle for your big brother and your big sister?
Actually, we do it here, and I brought it for Roadie.
Yeah, it's rookie initiation for Roadie. We're going to be...
Paddle him.
Oh.
This is Rush. This is Retail Rush.
Retail Rush.
That's why you brought the bread board.
There's no way to go through life, sir.
Wait, Roadie. Hang on. What's Roadie?
That's from Rhode Island.
Brody,
oh,
Rhode
so you
Island.
Call your nickname is Roadie.
Yes.
Rhode Island Red Rooster.
Roadie Red.
Roadie Red.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look at his face like right it. Now. It's red.
And getting redder.
And getting redder.
It's from Miami.
Sure.
He got
sure.
some sun.
Sure.
He got some sun.
From okay.
Cocktails.
Going with the breadboard.
Yes.
We have a Patriots Velvet wine bag.
Yes.
To give away as a present or just to carry your wine bottle?
A lot of people do those.
A lot of people do it, yeah. They give a bottle of wine and they
Jim
put it in the bag.
So confused.
And then the still question. I meant.
Hit the easy button. Jim's lost.
I have a lot of boxes to pack. I really could be somewhere else right now. No, you know.
A lot of people give wine for the holidays. Like you go over a friend's house. And, here we go.
Right, but I think it's more. He was confused because I asked to give
oh,
away.
I know.
He's like, no, you carry your wine. I mean, you
right.
put your wine in it.
I guess
like
you could use it if you're
going to
give
counter.
It as a gift.
Yeah.
Why not fill it with a bottle of wine? But
yeah.
It's a nice bag.
That's
it
a
is
good
nice.
Gift.
In New Year's, too, they
Again,
get a lot of
Again, this is just
that.
Stuff that I thought we were emailing around and talking this morning. What should we talk about on the show? And one of the ideas was some of the sort of off-the-beaten-path stuff that you wouldn't expect us to carry that we do.
Yeah, you want
to
get a unique gift?
Yeah, unique ideas that someone wouldn't even think we mm-hmm. have.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and that's good. That's a great gift.
You know, and for every one of these, there's five other things we won't talk about, but it just sort of shows
the
know,
versatility
the
in the holidays, yeah. And that, I mean, as far as, like, wine, obviously, is a great thing to bring over, but just adding a bag like this makes it that much more presentable
sure.
as a gift, you know?
I'm sure there's a lot
and
of people that
it.
Tailgate and drink wine, so they wouldn't mind transporting the wine in that wine bag.
Most are in a brown
well, the home
bag.
Gating, too.
Especially with our fans.
Right, home gating, you know, home
there's nothing
game
wrong
day
with
parties.
It. Hey, you know what? Champagne goes in this, too, and mimosas are fantastic for a 1 o'clock kickoff.
They are. There you go.
There we go.
Man.
Mimosas
go ahead.
Are
come on, Jason. Come on.
For a 1 o'clock kickoff.
So that's your pregame ritual before home games, huh?
It was mine on
well,
Sunday.
Well, it depends on how early the kickoff is. Yeah. Okay. See, he's with
mimosas?
Me. Mimosas,
well, you were,
Bloody
you were
Marys
in
the
Miami.
Morning. We get a 1 o'clock kickoff that's early.
That's how they roll.
Yeah. Unless you do kegs and eggs, but that's like
kegs and
hardcore.
Eggs and eggs.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
That's hardcore. They do that at that's a big ritual at Notre Dame, I believe. Anybody know anything about Notre Dame
they
tailgating?
Stink. Oh, no.
Tailgating.
Tailgating.
They're good tailgaters. No, I had a cousin go to Notre Dame, and they did kegs and eggs. And there's dancing going on right now. It's fantastic.
What's the fight song? Okay. Shower curtain.
Fabulous.
If you shower.
As opposed to hosed off in the county.
Why
lockup.
You said that, I'm not sure, but yes, a shower curtain.
The home decor lines that we carry have become huge, right? Sheets.
Yeah, that whole pillow sheet,
comforters.
I'm assuming
throw
it's
pillows,
for like,
bed rests.
Snuggies. Assuming what?
Snuggies.
For like guest rooms or kids' rooms or, I mean, people's.
Master
adult,
bath.
No.
Oh,
chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Oh,
no chance. You have a Patriot shower curtain in your master bathroom.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't have
try to hide
wait.
It. You said it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Where, any room where appropriate. You might have a bathroom in your family room that might have a full bath.
In your family room?
Maybe your family room. Maybe your finished basement.
You know what?
My basement has has a shower.
Take a shower.
A guest bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My basement has a bathroom as a shower.
Well, that wouldn't be your family room.
Yeah, it is the family.
How
it's
long
family
does
family
things
room.
Sell?
We sell a lot of these.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
A lot okay. of skepticism across the room over
no, we
here.
Do.
Yeah, a little skeptical
yeah, absolutely.
About patron shower.
We've carried that for a year or so, and we've reordered several times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We sell out of that. I mean, how many of those we sell?
What material is it? Oh, it's... Okay.
This is the whole point. This is the whole point of Jim's presentation here.
Polyester.
It's things you just don't think about.
Things that make you go...
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's a big mm-hmm. one right there.
All right. Keep moving right along. What else you got?
Bar stool cover.
That's cool.
Right. So
those are fun.
You have bar stools in your house?
Yeah.
In your family room, Mike? You might have bar stools.
Yes.
Bar stools
weren't you
in
looking
family?
For some bar stools recently?
Bar stools yeah. are available to purchase in the pro shop.
Mm-hmm.
The actual stools?
Yes.
That are already covered.
Right. If you want to brave the weather and the long lines.
No, no. They're like...
They're better?
Officially.
This is
like
a
factory seal.
It's a heavy vinyl black cover with the Patriot logo on it, so you don't have to go out and buy bar stools. You can take
your
current bar
stools. Currently have a bar
stool
and you want to make it your own, you can put the bar stool cover
for a lot
on
less money than going out and buying brand new ones.
That's right, Jim.
So that's a great item.
There's that.
What else do we have today?
We had some good stuff.
We really do have some good stuff.
I like it.
I like this little bag that you and I have no idea
it's
what he's going to pull out of this thing.
He may pull out a...
We have...
The element of surprise.
I thought Christina would like these. They're football snowman earrings.
Oh, those are fun.
Very seasonal.
I like those. I like those.
She wants them. She's reaching.
Yes. I'm gonna wear them.
On Sunday.
The little crystal snowmen.
Your lobe's going to turn green and fall off.
That have a football for the bottom
of the body.
It's quite
possible.
They're non-refundable.
I used to be obsessed when I was little. When you would go to like an arcade, like a Dave and Buster's or something, obviously I wasn't a Dave and Buster's on a little, but there was games like that, you know, and they always had little earrings in the counter and that would be my favorite. I'd take all my tickets and get the little fake earrings.
75
and
tickets.
My earlobes hated me after it, but yeah, 75 tickets. You can get Patriot Snowman earrings. No, actually these are, I don't know how much these are. They don't have a price tag on them, but they're cute.
Ryan used one as a belly button ring.
Oh God.
Yeah. He hooks the, it's weird.
Oh.
Sure.
Rhode Island.
Sure.
How much do you think those cost?
15?
$6.95.
Oh. Yes. And they're really making your earlobes
green. $1 million.
I'm just kidding. They're cute. Only $6.95. All right.
See that?
I'm trying to see if they're like, I'm sure they're like sterling silver or like.
No, I'm sure they're. I'm sure they're.
I don't recall literally one return on green earlobe.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. Yeah, they're perfectly fine.
Most of the earrings we sell are not ones you're going to wear every day.
I'm
for
gonna wear them,
a week.
Okay.
Yeah, right. If you're going to the White House.
You wear on game day or something like that. So, you know, all those hyperallergenic ones are those things you leave in, right?
Do you guys still have the earrings with the three Super Bowl logos on them?
Yep.
What?
Oh, they're great. Three-time champion earrings has the three Super Bowl logos.
Down in a row.
Angle, yeah. Yep.
Those must be hot.
We have throwback and old logo. I mean, old logo and current logo ones. Dual logo, I guess we call
it.
I have a lot of earrings.
I want to see some pictures of all these items being worn and used. And
all right, I'll
somebody
step
has a decked out Patriots room with a shower curtain,
you know,
the bar stools, the whole nine.
If people will send us photos of their Patriot themed rooms, we can post them.
Yeah, we should pick a
winner.
I've wanted to do that for a long time. On the Facebook page, we could throw all that stuff up there.
Yeah,
then do it. If anybody's listening, please send us anybody with Patriots themed rooms. Please send us your floor plan, because I want to see it. Your showroom.
Just staying on the earrings, some of the, we had, I forgot to bring them. This is my bad. But we got, a lot of people don't realize we have, like, nice watches. We got some
fossil, right?
Bracelet jewelry.
Oh.
It is fossil.
Yeah.
Yep. Bracelet
we have other watches, too.
Yeah, fossil and
bracelets type jewelry.
Also known as bracelet jewelry.
Bracelet jewelry. Yeah. No, some of them are actually, they're actually pretty nice. I don't know, Jim, you got them up online?
I brought up earrings just because I wanted to see how many we had online. There are 10 pair of earrings online. Several are from the Alyssa Milano Touch collection.
Yes.
Which are nice.
They are. The watches have become a kind of a big hit with
those three-time champ Super Bowl logo earrings are on sale for $5.
Nice. Get them while they're hot.
So are the dual logo.
It's a bargain.
Yep.
Big jewelry sale.
Big jewelry sale.
No, but that stuff's really...
Great gifts.
Yeah, that is.
Stocking kind of stuffers.
Hey, Mike, sticking with that Alyssa Milano, there's a commercial out right now with her wearing an NFL piece, touch piece, and we do have that piece in. It's the blue hoodie, the throwback piece.
Huh.
Yeah.
So if you see that commercial out on NFL Network or ESPN,
What's the deal with her? Is she designing it, or is she just promoting it?
It's her line of clothing. Yeah,
it's her line.
It's called Touch.
Oh, hot.
We probably have a dozen of her items.
You don't think she's attractive?
What does she have? No, she's cute.
There's
I want to see the clothes.
Cute. There's jackets, sweat jackets, jewelry, shirts, long sleeve tops.
I'm looking it up right now.
Type
in the Touch collection.
She just do NFL? Oh no, wait, she does MLB.
She does MLB.
She does all pro sports.
Yeah, didn't she design her own line that she sold to all the leagues?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's called Touch.
One heck of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. What's the website again?
PatriotsProShop.com.
You beat me to it. I usually ask them that.
You really do. Someone had to.
A little slow today, Jeff.
So she's got everything. Jackets, jewelry, hats, the whole nine.
Yep. There's a...
I'm checking it out.
There's a winter coat. ladies' touch two-pocket jacket. It's like a three-quarter length.
Look at the little Patriot Nutcracker.
We have a bunch of nutcrackers.
That's fun. I don't know about the pink Santa hat.
Where are you looking? Did you type in touch?
No, I just went to the homepage of the pro shop.
Oh. I did a search.
Oh, boy.
What am I doing? Oh, do you want me to? I'll search.
You don't want to go to Google and type in touch. That's going to give you a whole list of other
things.
That's
going to give me your access denied on this computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with Dave.
How do I know? Does it say? Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, she's got cute stuff. I like it. I didn't realize that you guys carried it.
We've had it for a couple of years, right?
Wow. Yep. Where have I been? Wow. Not on this show, clearly.
Not in the store.
Not in the store.
Not in the store. We know that.
The jewelry's
pretty
cool.
A gift card?
No, not yet. I haven't been over there. I'll
it
go
expires
this weekend.
Tomorrow.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't really? Okay, then I'll go tomorrow or today. No, I won't go today. I'll go tomorrow. That's a lie.
You got a long time.
Wait, it doesn't expire or it does?
It does not.
Oh.
Well, technically 7 years.
Oh, okay. So I could go this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Home game, this weekend, shopping at the pro shop.
That's right.
Come during our busiest time.
Let's go.
That's right.
Hannah,
come
right?
Meet Christina Akra at the Patriots Pro Shop.
I walked in like right before kickoff. I'm like, hey, I need this
what'd she
now.
Do you know who I am? Did she put one of those?
I did not. I did not.
Do you know who I am?
Maybe.
Do you know who I am?
A pretty big
she had
deal.
Her posse around her.
No.
Someone had the
posse.
Clipboard. Someone holding the little dog.
People know her.
Yeah.
Not in the pro show.
She's kind of a big deal.
Are you kidding? I walk. No one has any clue. Why would they? I go to the pro shop by myself.
You're on
just
TV.
Like anybody else.
You're on TV.
No.
I've seen you on TV.
That wasn't me. That was my evil twin.
Okay, let's move on.
Go right ahead, Jim.
Enough
please,
talking about
please.
You and your twins.
Enough about you. What do you think of you? This is a purse. It's called.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have the strap on it right now. It's all.
You've been a big supporter of all the products.
See, that's
just the way he said it. This is a purse.
It's made from recycled aluminum. I forget what it's called. What is this called?
A lunchbox?
Fender. What is this one, Jeff?
Fendi? That's not a Fendi.
No, not Fendi.
I forget, to be honest with you. This was a Flanders purchase, by the way.
Shocking.
Shocking. Yeah, it's actually...
Hold on. I got to find the name. I forget what it's called.
This would be a child's purse.
No, no, it's a lady's purse.
So, you know, those... Actually, we have the... That's a very... That's made out... That feels a metal material, but a lot of
the
other bags...
It's called the Fanatic Metal Purse.
Right. That's not the only one. I don't want anyone to think that.
Right.
Roadies into handbags.
It's made of recycled aluminum.
Yes.
Which is neat.
So anybody who's going green should carry this?
Yeah. We have other purses that are made from like the jersey material. Looks like a jersey.
Yeah, the mesh type.
Well, here's
jersey.
The thing. You don't want a big purse at a game because
right.
Where are you going to put your purse? It usually goes under the seat in beer or ketchup.
That's why the aluminum
something.
One is good because
so
it's not going to get
great
ruined.
Great product right. For a game. Yeah, because it won't go. The rain might ruin it or snow, right?
Aluminum doesn't rust.
It doesn't?
Nope.
Okay, so then, yeah, there you go. It's an all-weather.
That's right.
It's an all-weather.
Might have to rewrite that product description.
All-weather.
All-weather.
Doesn't rust.
Let's
you
test
can just
it.
Wipe the ketchup and mustard right off in the
that's
beer.
Right.
Yep.
It might get a little sticky, but you just wipe it off.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a good size, because who wants to carry, lug a heavy person?
I hear you, girl. Who wants to carry?
I bet you do.
Jim, grab something out of the bag,
again,
quick.
Moving on. Quick.
Oh, goodness.
This is a chip clip.
And magnet.
Now, everyone
and
uses those.
And magnet.
Yes. Those are cute.
Right?
You can't have enough of those.
You cannot.
Especially if you're a chip fan.
You cannot.
Because you have to have your potato chips right on the refrigerator, so when you go in for a beverage, you have your
right.
Chips right
looks like
there.
A football, has the Patriot name and logo on it, has the magnet so you can put it on your fridge and hang stuff, or you can use it to hold a bag of chips if you're tailgating.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, those are that's
very multifunctional.
Very.
What does something like that cost, Jim?
I don't remember.
Is it available
Let's
online?
Guess. It is at patriotsproshop.com.
Simple.
Today, Jim.
I don't remember how much it costs. I'll look it up. It's $4.95.
That is. That's a good item.
You could even give that as a stocking stuffer. I would be
sure.
Happy to get that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what's next?
We talked about these before, but the Patriot M&Ms.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about these?
Hand those over.
I was just saying, let's just bust open that
bag. Want to just eat one?
I think it's one of those
I
days.
Do.
A little chocolate might go
but
a long
wait,
way.
It's already opened.
Jeff, you might have to adjust
the
sauce.
M&Ms are falling out. Oh, there's
you
a hole in the bag.
You did bust the bag.
No. Go ahead, open them up.
I'll try to tape it.
You try to what?
So we'll all be talking like
No smacking, okay? And now that you just smushed all the M&Ms.
Great radio right there.
Great radio right there.
I only have one thing left, and that is the cufflinks.
Mm.
Patriot cufflinks.
Oh, those are nice.
Comes in a
these
great
are nice.
I've seen those. People wearing those. That is one thing I have seen. Oh, wait, not those specifically.
These are the throwback
like
ones.
Them.
But the box itself, I mean, it's just what a great gift. It comes in its own little gift box, which is really nice. And they're really, you know, high quality cufflinks.
Yeah.
We have throwback.
Do you have the
regular
the flying
logo.
Elvis?
Yeah, flying Elvis head, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we have those. Those are good.
Yeah, no, those are good gifts. I think. How much do those go for?
I think these are 50. They're okay. Not. They're like
decent
I said, it
comes quality in cufflinks.
Oh,
yeah.
Very high quality, and they're
quite popular.
All right.
And they, like I said, come in their own gift box, which.
Good gifts, good stocking stuffers for everybody.
Yes.
And on that note, we have a couple emails too.
$44.95.
Oh, okay.
For either the regular logo or the throwback.
I think that's awesome. I've seen that. I've seen people wearing them, and they actually are good looking. So. Alrighty, we're going to eat some M&M's. We're going to take a short little break here. We have some emails. We'll read them when we come back in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Shop Talk.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got razor-sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football shape serving trays.
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Welcome back to Shop Talk. Christina Acra has left the studio.
She fled the room.
She fled the room. We actually showed her one
I
of the...
I can't believe you did that.
Well, it's guys from Rhode Island, you know?
She really wanted to see those earrings.
You guys should be so embarrassed.
She got a little nauseous when Ryan decided to show what was under the shirt.
All right, let's stop. Let's stop. This is going the wrong way.
Anyway, Jason.
In all honesty, she had to go do something for Patriots today. Let's just clear the air.
All right. Okay. Made for good radio. Maybe not.
No, yeah.
Awkward radio.
Awkward radio. We have some emails, Jason. Let's see.
Yes, we do.
What do we got?
Chris in Seattle writes in and says, you should call the chip clip with a magnet a chip magnet.
Whoa.
Jim, can you make that adjustment?
We could. We can make that change.
There you go.
You can make it so if somebody searches for it.
That's true.
The chip magnet.
We could do that.
Next email you have is from Ron in Northampton. And says, since you guys were talking about great accessories for tailgating, does the Patriots Pro Shop sell a Patriots kegerator?
Mm. Well, the answer to that is no.
We could whip you up one.
But if you come to the back room, the unlicensed
Ryan's
stuff, no.
office.
No, Jeff, from a buying point of view, have you ever?
I have not seen one yet.
You know,
nobody's presented one to me
for retail.
For retail, yeah.
I have not. I honestly have not seen.
Not to say they don't make them, or you know,
yeah, you see the keg
available.
Taps yep. That usually have you know Coors Light or whatever tied to it. With
maybe we should get Ken on the line and see if he'll.
Oh yeah, he'll answer.
Yeah, he can look into that.
He's usually pretty good about it.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
He's so busy.
It'll happen.
This is unbelievable. He told me he was going to sit there and listen to the show all day.
Flanders actually did send in an email.
Did he?
Oh, he did.
He can type.
Subject. Is Ryan really from Rhode Island? Rhode Island is clearly the best state to live in.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Yes.
Ryan, can you answer this for us, please?
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Ken's drinking again.
It's coming from a man from Maine.
Yeah. They look up to Rhode Island. People from Maine, Jim. Jim's all confused. He's not good with state locations.
I understood.
There's a map behind you if you need it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Ryan, listen to this. Ryan's high school nickname is the Naughty Oakers.
What is that?
It is. It's the Coventry Naughty Oakers.
Christina's back.
The Naughty Oakers.
Christina, the white M&Ms.
Sorry.
The white M&Ms.
Taste different?
They're the best tasting ones.
Get out of here.
That was the consensus.
Really?
I agree.
So you can't even get to vote.
Pick up three red.
Whoa. Go nuts. Yeah, the Naughty Oakers is Ryan's. We have no idea. That's the worst
high school
nickname I've ever
heard.
What
was your high school nickname, Christina?
I was
not yours personally.
The Mimosas?
Your
sports team.
The Raiders.
Yeah,
the
that's
Raiders.
Pretty All right. standard.
Yeah.
You know, team names are big.
The St. Thomas Raiders.
Mine was the Mohawks.
Mohawks?
What?
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why would
really?
That be so shocking?
He went to a hair school.
I've never...
One too many Mohawks here.
Look what happened.
I've never heard of Mohawks as a mascot.
Our town name...
Sharon, Massachusetts is the Mohawk.
I've never
Eagles.
Heard
or
that.
Eagles. Someone else
with
the Mohawks.
Sure.
The Mohawks, the Eagles.
You ready for the best one? Mine was the Hatters.
Oh, wow.
The Mad Hatters?
Nope, just the Hatters.
Whoa.
I've heard that.
Almost you guys weren't even mad.
It's almost as bad as Naughty Oakers.
Mm.
What are Naughty Oakers?
That is my high school. It's just naughty, like naughty tree.
Not naughty.
No. Okay.
Knotty, right?
It's so ridiculous.
And Oakers.
It was originally on Naughty Oak Road in Coventry, but their mascot is actually an elephant.
So figure that out.
That I can't. I'm confused.
It kind of sounds like a tree. But it's named after a street, so they went with an elephant for their mascot.
That's like someone we were talking about mascots today in the media workroom. Tufts is the Jumbos.
Hmm.
Really?
Did anybody know that?
I did not know that.
No.
As in jumbo elephants. Hmm. That's what reminded me of it when you said elephant.
It's better than being a color.
True.
The Syracuse orange.
Your mascot was just orange?
Went to SU?
It used to be Otto the Orange.
So who
we
runs
used to be
around?
The orange man, giant orange.
Giant
orange.
Not the fruit, just something.
No,
that,
he's a round orange guy.
Yeah.
He's real. It's not a mascot.
You ever see Hey Kool-Aid?
He's real.
He's the Kool-Aid's nephew, right?
Kool-Aid's nephew, yeah.
He's the orange-flavored Kool-Aid.
He's
That's right.
Jay, I didn't know you went. Did you go to SU? Nice. My wife went there. I kind of wish I did. But
my wife went there, too.
Whoa. Jeff?
Whoa.
Your wife will go there. You don't know it yet.
You got to take him back to Syracuse.
There's a wife.
There's a wife.
What?
So there is a chance.
Wait, you're married
so you're telling
years
me there's a chance.
Oh, you went to UMass. Okay. Where would you go to school? College?
Bridgewater State.
Bridgewater State. I've heard of that. That's
about 15 miles away.
That's what I thought. Okay. Iowa.
Providence College Friars.
So
I went to high school.
Iowa,
yeah,
so you,
my high school. My high school was the Mohawks.
The Mohawks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Providence College. Okay.
Providence College.
Yeah. I went to the Community College of Rhode Island, or Harvard on the Hill, as they call it.
Harvard on the
Harvard
Hill.
Harvard on the Hill. Nice. I like that.
Just thought I'd get everybody else's.
Do they have a nickname?
Everybody knows mine. Put it out
Knights.
There.
Florida State,
Knights.
Right? Alabama, Texas. Oh, it's Florida.
That wasn't even a good joke.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Even, don't
I wasn't joking.
Was
I was
that.
Just kidding.
Don't
stop
give
it. Stop it. Stop. 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 Stop talking.
Who is that? That's awesome. I like that. Wait, so you read these emails. We got everybody covered?
No, that last one up. The last one there from
Ben in
Ben
Tampa.
In Tampa.
Do you sell Super Bowl rings?
Ooh, no.
I'm sure you can find some of those somewhere, though.
We used to sell the ones in acrylic, but we don't have any more.
Yeah, they used to come in a replica in an acrylic.
Replica, that's the
there's a few remnants of Super Bowl ring kind of stuff. I think there's a Super Bowl 38 necklace. It's the top of the ring, right?
Yeah. But people have to realize that the Lombardi trophy that's on the Super Bowl rings is not it's not allowed to for
they have a separate licensing
resale.
Deal, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a very tricky
to get anything with the Lombardi Trophy on, you have to jump through so many hoops license-wise.
Right.
Really?
In order to get things approved through the league. Not only do you have to go through the league, you have to go through the Lombardi family as well.
Do you guys sell anything with the trophies on it?
We did. Oh, no, not with the trophies. But we sold Super Bowl jewelry, like the top of the ring, like pendant and pin and an actual...
It had the likeness, sort of.
Yeah.
The shape of the
But
trophy.
It's tricky with the price point because, you know, if you buy, you sell the real thing, someone's going to shell out... $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. Who's going to do that?
Well, and usually they're only available to Super Bowl champions and for like the months after that.
Right.
It's, yeah.
It's right.
Something that you can't really sell
hey, can
year
I have the
to year.
Super Bowl ring from 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, unfortunately, the answer is no. And then if you start going real cheap, it just doesn't look good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how was lunch? Were you able to go out and get pizza even though it was pouring down rain? Is that why you're eating so many M&Ms? You're so hungry?
I was. None of us. We didn't have pizza Wednesday.
It's the holiday season. Same
we had pizza.
We had pizza.
And it's Wednesday.
I had leftovers.
We didn't have
all separately
pizza Wednesday.
Everybody enjoys their own. It's
we'll
funny
regroup.
That you still get pizza, though.
Yeah,
it's tradition.
They have to.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though you don't eat it all together?
Yeah, I asked for pizza for Christmas. Not. I did. She was like, what do you want? I'm like, get
hey, boss.
Off.
You're a loser.
He gets like, gift certificates to Leo's.
Yeah.
Woo! Those are good gifts for each other. If you guys were, are you guys do like a Secret
no.
Santa or
no.
anything?
No.
Anything fun? You like my little?
No.
Whatever that was.
What is that?
Yeah, that's about all
too
we did.
Once again, it's radio.
Can't see the hands.
bed. Oh.
No.
Dreading driving home.
That's it's fine.
Is it fine now?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. It'll just glaze
beautiful,
over
huh?
in about an hour.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You know what I was going to bring up at Pizza Wednesday today?
What?
As a topic? Get ready for the loser button. what's
oh,
the
it's
best,
really bad when you call yourself out.
What's the best new scent? Not food, but like people like new carpet or a new car or leather. That's what I was going to bring up.
What made you think of this?
I got a new pair of sneakers.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
And that's what it was.
So you're thinking there should be a Yankee Candle called New Sneaker Smell?
I would get, actually, if I could make any air freshener, it would be that tailgate scent for guys.
What is that?
Smoke, smoked sausage.
Smoke, little sausage.
Charcoal.
Little beer, like stale beer.
It's definitely a
that
charcoal.
Is weird.
No, that's a great scent.
But everyone gets it when you walk in the parking lot. Like,
that's a great
oh,
scent.
I could see that now, Mike. You're sitting at home, getting ready to have a date. The lady comes in. She goes, what's that smell?
Tailgate.
Sausage.
Tailgate for men.
If she stays, you know
you've got real bits of panther.
Sunday
she's the
afternoon.
One.
That's solid. Like Fenway should just sell... The sausage stands.
Ew.
Fenway Frank scent.
That is the best
I mean,
scent.
I guess if you couldn't get out and tailgate on a weekend, you could light the candle in your house and pretend.
Boom.
And, wow, you're there. Just close your eyes.
Such an idiot.
And you're there.
You ready? It's going to happen.
Hey, your boy John from Belgium is emailing us.
We're
hey.
Huge in Belgium.
We
gotta learn to say how to say like hello in Belgium.
Maybe he'll tell us. Okay, John from Belgium here, just now turning into the show. You haven't missed anything, John. No worries. Haven't been able to listen live for the last 2 weeks. I'm taking Spanish classes now, and they're from 9 to 10 p.m.
Hola.
And if you air from 10 p.m. our time, so that was difficult. But I still listen every week online. I don't get why people didn't call for the Gillette Fusion with the logo. I actually looked for one when I was in the pro shop. Anyway, keep up the good work. Greetings from Spain. He's in Spain.
Whoa.
Gracias.
What part of Spain? I studied in Spain.
Really?
Beautiful country, yeah.
Did a little trip abroad?
Study abroad, yep.
How'd that work out for you?
It was fun.
I don't speak Spanish.
I encourage anybody in college to go study abroad somewhere because it's so much fun. One of the best experiences that I've done. But John's there now. And what is he? Oh, the razor. Call in. We'll give it to you. Where's the razor?
We'll send it over.
Send it by boat.
You want me to ship that international?
Mm-hmm.
The one week I wasn't here, you gave away a calendar to someone in Spain.
It was him.
Yeah.
It was John.
That hasn't gone out yet, by the way.
Oh.
He's
two
listening
to three
to
weeks,
you.
Right?
2 to 3 weeks. I have to go to the post office to ship those.
That's nice. Great. I wonder if he's hitting any of those bars that we talked about. What was it?
O'Leary's.
O'Leary's, that guy O'Leary's. I told you about from Sweden?
Yeah, 44 of them over in Europe.
Yeah.
Did you meet
There's new him? One. There's one in Spain.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
We exchange emails often.
What part of Spain?
Oh, Spain's small. He'll find it.
Jeez.
I have no idea.
It's not like Rhode Island.
Hey, now.
It's a whole country.
When you get into Spain, you take a left.
Somewhere north of Barcelona.
The highest point and look.
Somewhere outside of Barcelona.
Jeez.
I'm just going to go ahead and put out there, Mike, I'm not reading your email because that's mean.
Hmm.
Anyway, did you read his first one?
Mean emailers. That's not...
His second one's not nice.
Not holiday.
Was it about Mike?
No, it's not. If it was about Mike, I'd totally be reading it.
Loud.
Oh, but he does have a scent. There should be a woman's fragrance called Bacon. I love bacon.
Oh.
That's cool.
Wow.
Wasn't that a parody commercial on
something?
Yeah,
that's on something.
I think it was, yeah.
Ew.
There's a market out there, Christina.
Bacon.
Clearly, and you're in it.
So is Mike.
So is Mike.
Alyssa Milano did touch. You can do
bacon.
Smell.
You can do men scents for men. I don't know. What would it be called? Acra for men. It'd just be all these tailgating.
Tailgating.
That sounds like a cologne.
It does.
What are you wearing? It's Acra.
Yeah. I'm wearing Acra.
I love a man.
The good thing is you have a retail team. All you got to do is just have a backup. Yeah.
A retail team? You got a circus.
It is a circus.
It's a circus in this room.
Game day by Acra.
Game day by
Acra. It's the smell of tailgate.
Well, I was asking these guys.
Honey,
while
you smell like beer. Why is that?
I'm wearing.
I swear, I wasn't drinking.
Christina, I was asking these guys while you were away what they were buying some of their family from the pro shop for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good.
Because
good
these
combo.
Guys have boys.
Because we should give away our gifts right here on the air, and so it ruins
it
for
listen?
Our family. Someone's got to listen. My wife required listening for my wife.
Required listening. Yeah, that's true. You don't want your kids another presents. But are you're buying them stuff from the pro shop?
I always do. Sure.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Bought my son the Cumberland jacket that we have. It's like a, what do you call it?
Didn't he just say he wasn't going to give it away?
No, he's not listening.
Oh, okay.
He's doing his homework. You know, what is that?
It's like a canvas.
It's like, yeah, like a canvas jacket. You know, that's sort
Cumberland
of,
or Carhartt?
Well, Carhartt's like, is a different brand. It's
no,
a,
I know that.
Style,
it's a competitor.
Right. But it's that style, that canvasy.
Yeah.
Best brush up has Carhartt.
Yeah. There you go. Ooh.
Nice. That's a good gift.
Great jacket.
Yeah.
Great jacket. Those are done really well, huh?
Yeah.
There's a ton of those.
Yeah, those are. Yeah,
is that a super thick winter, like?
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? It's durable. It's because it's that canvas material. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a work
good
jacket.
Good weight to it. Good weight to it. Mm-hmm. Decent price point, too. It wasn't all that. What,
no.
90 or something?
Yeah, there's two versions. One is a little lighter, right? The Cumberland, I think, is lighter, and the other one is the Dunbrook's a little heavier.
Yeah.
So one's 90, I think one's 70 or something like that. But, I mean, it's a thick winter coat that'll last years because it's canvas and durable.
Do you do a lot of...
It's very popular in the high school and college as a winter jacket style, right?
Yeah.
Now. Do you do a lot of stocking stuffers out of the pro shop?
Yeah, usually. Fiki football. I've given
Fiki
that before,
football.
Which we went over last week.
Yeah, that was fun.
I thought we were going to
It actually
give,
was.
Weren't we going to give Fiki times. Football away Good today? Time. We have to give something away.
Okay.
We need a question.
Hmm.
Question of the day is...
How big is Spain?
What's
the
Mike's
question,
favorite
how about,
scent?
Why don't they sell anything with the Lombardi trophy? This is a Dvorkin special.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Look. All right, Mr. Producer says yes. So why don't they sell? Why doesn't the Pro Shop have anything with a Lombardi Trophy on it? We discussed it in length.
Mm.
It was a very interesting topic of conversation today.
What did you want to give away today?
Jim? Well, Jeff's got a few products over there that we wanted
to check. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
Jeff
cool.
That's brand new.
I brought a hooded sweatshirt that we can give away.
Okay.
Jim, go ahead.
Is it the blue throwback one that everybody wants that you guys don't know the audience and didn't order enough of?
No.
No.
But this is just as good.
That was what the emailer asked last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is a throwback sweatshirt that we just put online today. It's called the Throwback 50th Rebel Hood, and you can find it in the news section or under men's sweats. There's a ladies version too, so if a lady wins, she could have the ladies version.
The ladies is a red hood, same graphic on it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's different. I can't imagine. Do you have a lot of those?
Yeah.
You do? It just looks different. It looks like not a lot of people
it's
have that.
Different. Do you have a lot of those?
Well, they just came in.
That was I hope.
Yeah, it just came in. So
different in the sense that you don't see it a lot. I've never seen it, and no. I was wondering if it was only a few of them.
Well, I can tell you that NFL Shop does not sell it.
Okay.
That's a newbie.
Well, that's a good.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Good.
Is this an exclusive
point
item,
right there?
Jeff?
I don't think it's exclusive. No, but.
But you won't find it.
It is brandy new.
Else.
Yeah.
Okay, we actually have someone on the phone, Brian from. Where's Brian from?
Brighton.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're fabulous.
Brighton, Mass?
Yep.
Nice.
Any good pizza there?
Pino's, Presto's.
Is he right?
Lots of choices. Okay. Do you know the answer to our question?
Yes. The reason for the issues with the Lombardi Trophy is there's a lot of licensing restrictions behind it.
Yes. I think that was the answer.
That'll work.
Fantastic. You are the new owner of a really good-looking gray throwback hooded sweatshirt. It looks very comfortable.
It's even got our 50th logo on it.
And it's a nice little prize. So we're going to send that your way if you give Jason your information.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Doesn't it feel good to give stuff away?
It does. It's a good.
It does.
He could wrap it up and give it to someone.
Like the M&Ms. Where are they, Mike?
Yeah, how come we don't get any
more
M&Ms?
He is down to that entire bag, I'll have you know. John from Belgium says, dudes with two exclamation, just ship the razor together with the calendar. Sweet.
Wait, did he win the calendar?
He lives in Alicante, I've heard of that, close to Valencia, about 4 hours away from Barcelona.
Nice.
If anybody was wondering. And Spain's a big country.
It is.
How many Rhode Islands would fit in Spain?
That's a good question. That's our next question of the day. Let's get something off the way. How many Rhode Islands would fit in Spain?
So I'll get that answer for next week.
Email it to us.
Wow. Okay.
You have eaten that entire bag. You're going to... That's a big bag of M&Ms you just finished off. Was that your lunch?
That's about every... Yes. I'm going to be here, so that's dinner.
It's dinner.
I just keep the red ones for dinner.
All right, so let's wrap things up as far as promos. The holidays are 2 weeks away. What else is going on that people need to know about as far as coming in the shop versus shopping online?
I think one of the biggest things is, and I forgot what it was.
Plenty of time to order online and still get in time for Christmas.
Yeah, no, it's act now.
You have extended hours in the store?
We do have extended hours. We're open. Rye, why don't you tell us when we're open?
We are open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's solid.
Goodness, you can go at any time to
gift
shop.
Cards,
so come
gift
here and
cards,
go skating.
Gift cards.
That's right. There's a skating rink opening up tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah,
I think it's tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Come skating and
at
then
Patriot
go to the Pro
Place.
Shop.
Yep.
It officially opens tomorrow night, and the tree is still up, the Cradles to Crayons tree, where you can take an ornament off. It has mittens on it. You can take an ornament and buy the present on it for a kid in need.
That's great.
And you can drop off the present at the Patriot Place management office, which is right by the tree. And good stuff going on at Patriot Place. There's a lot of fun stuff to do.
Yes, Cradles to Crayon. You can bring a jacket and drop it off at any retailer at Patriot Place also.
There we go.
Including the Pro Shop.
The Pro Shop is included in that. Great.
And the Hall of Fame.
So come buy a jacket, bring a jacket. Everybody's giving and receiving, and it's just going to be a nice holiday. We got 2 weeks to Christmas, and you guys have obviously a lot of fun stuff to go shop and buy.
Plenty of time to order online and still have it shipped in time for Christmas.
That's right.
That's huge.
Plenty of time.
Plenty.
What's that address again?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Okay.
Christina, what's that address again?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Yes.
All right. Good job, Jim.
And Jim's buying us all gifts.
And there's M&Ms in the store. Mike will approve that they taste delicious.
They do.
He just ate a whole bag. So, yeah. On that note.
I don't feel good.
We'll see everybody on Sunday, right? Sunday, home game.
Sure.
Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
It's going to be a big weather.
Day.
Need a big
bad
win.
Weather.
Didn't you say there was bad weather coming?
I said possibility of snow, according to one.
Snow.
This why, is, do mean, ch- why do you chant? Why do you
chant
for
snow.
That? Why? Do you have to stand Carolina, outside?
They sell more jackets.
Yeah, that's right. And you want those Carolina Panthers coming up here looking cold?
I have cold. To stand out in it.
Oh, no, fuck, come on. Fuck.
Go ahead. Play the baby cry. There I, knew was I knew that was coming.
When you took the job,
Pro Shop
they
will
said
be ready, though.
New England. Didn't you have the vision of snowflakes?
Yeah, but I also had the envisioning
you don't have
of,
to drive in
the press
these.
Box. What?
You don't have to drive in these snowflakes.
What do you mean I don't have to drive in these snowflakes?
Well, once you're here, you don't have to drive anywhere.
What? I have to drive down here. What are you talking about?
But once you're here, it can snow and it could stop before you leave.
No,
it'll
I gotta
fine.
Drive home. Mm-mm.
You'll be good.
No chance. Is that for real, though? It's really supposed to snow?
That's I saw that as a possibility.
When did you see that?
They brought it up in a meeting today.
I don't think he saw
but
it.
But to clarify what they said in the meeting, it was one out of the three weather sites that they checked for the weather had snow. The other ones didn't.
What are the three weather sites? Can we give those away?
Probably weather.com.
I'm concerned about this.
I'm very reliant on weather.com.
Maybe AccuWeather.
I saw sunny in 30s.
I'm a big fan of NOAA.gov.
I get all
that's
my
the
weather
National
from
Weather Association. Yeah. Yeah. I used to do that when I was a weather anchor in college. I used
nice.
That website.
You were a weather girl?
I was a weather girl in college. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Quick, give me
fun.
The 5-day forecast. Just make one up.
It's raining.
It doesn't matter because I could say it a day from now and it's going to be different.
That's true.
Boston.com says Sunday, periods of sun, 34 degrees.
I like it.
I like that too.
That's
I'm okay with that.
Because I won't be going. I want to sit in home
snow.
And watch it snow like crazy.
No, that's true though. It'll Carolina and snow probably.
Like when Jacksonville comes here, you want snow.
That's true.
It seems to snow anytime they come anyway.
That's true. It's always cold. It's,
they always come in December, don't they? Like usually.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's great.
You just don't want snow in Buffalo next week.
Speaking
weekend.
About this,
there's always snow in Buffalo.
Do you remember that game last year with the
win.
Field goal, like completely crooked?
Rody, you were there, right?
I was there.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
It was very, very, very windy. I was up way up high and we were blown over.
I believe it. That was a crazy game.
It's always cold there.
Yeah.
Speaking about this Sunday's game, it's the last one before Christmas. We have lots of Christmas items inside the pro shop. Christmas
yeah,
hats
shop
if you want to wear
early.
During the game. Yes, shop early. We open at 9 a.m.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, because it
and get in there.
It gets crowded right before the game?
This yeah. is so, the last one before Christmas, so everybody here will do their Christmas shopping.
Oh, wow. So, like, early as in the minute they open,
You'll get season ticket holders from, like, Maine, New Hampshire, whatever. They come down for the game. They'll do their Christmas shopping. So, yeah, they'll want to get there early to get all the Christmas
big
stuff.
Christmas day
yep.
around here. A big shopping day around here. All
yes.
right. Good note. Yeah, before we go, because Ryan was new, thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
for
Ryan.
Us.
We were nice to him.
One fun fact about yourself to leave us with, this group
ooh.
Here,
oh,
the A-team.
The Irish step dance.
Does he...
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, yes, and very
that's
well.
True. Should we have each of these guys each point out one, or should I...
No, something.
You're gonna hear a lot of crickets.
If you're part of the A team, go ahead. The A team.
Running the 2010 Boston Marathon on behalf of the New England Patriots Shabo Foundation.
Are you doing that?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
He's going to try.
No, he's going to run it.
And only, yeah, there's a team here, right? The Charitable Foundation has a team, and
yeah, there's
how
a
many
team
people
of
are on
four
it?
Right now.
Four, okay. Well, good for you. So have you started training yet?
Yes. I have to do 4 miles after here today.
Good luck. Give him some of those M&Ms
yep.
for inspiration.
This is it. The white ones make you run fast.
The white ones make you go faster. Well, good for you. Congratulations on the decision to even do that. I would never, ever
really?
Consider
I can see
that.
You as a good runner.
Oh, I can't. I'm not a runner. Hmm. I'm not a runner. I've never been. No, but, I mean, I have like, all the all the respect in the world for someone who can run that marathon.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable, and that's good luck with that and the weather
you.
And everything.
Good luck. Yep.
Yeah, cool. That's good a luck. Good. Hey, he's like the A guy of the A team now.
He's the health guy.
Us.
Yeah, thanks for showing us up, Brody. Appreciate it.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks.
No, that's awesome. Good fun.
Jim
fact.
And I will watch the marathon.
You have to take that bell button ring out when you run.
I went last year and watched a friend of mine cross the finish line. She ran for the Patriots last year. She was interning here at the time.
Nice.
She crossed the finish line. It was cool. Cool to be a part of. So
yeah, it is.
Best
yeah.
of luck when you're running
in this
weather.
We'll have a pizza party after.
There you go.
Pizza all
right.
for all.
I'll buy.
On that note, I think I'm going to go get pizza for dinner.
Let's do it. All of us.
The
Christina's buying.
Sure.
She just said it.
It's been fun. No, Meredith has always had a Monday.
Yeah. It's been 3 hours since I've had pizza. I could have some more.
Look, it's been 3 hours since we started talking today.
That would be a good air freshener.
Pizza air freshener?
Ew.
Pizza air freshener.
No. I do like the smell of pizza, but not an air freshener.
You know how huge I'd be if I smelled pizza all day long?
If I smell. I put on weight just hearing the stories, you know.
Well, Mike is out huge after eating an entire packet of M&M's.
He did.
Bring more next week. We'll eat those. I'll eat more. Oh, here we go. We're here. All right, I'm going to enjoy my M&M's. I'll see everybody next Wednesday. Everybody, thanks for calling in and sending us emails. It's always fun. Get your Christmas stuff this weekend. We'll be back next week with more on Shop Talk.